Hello everyone, it's Charlie C again, and we are about to start on our 22nd episode of Study Skills 101. The purpose of this podcast is to once again use science and expert knowledge to teach you good study habits so you can ace those university exams. Today, we are going to talk about the study cycle, otherwise known as the PLRS cycle. The PLRS cycle was first considered by a scientist named Dr. Frank Crist from the University of Idaho. This was also referred to many times by Dr. Sondra Maguire from LSU Science Learning Center. So what is this, you may ask? Well, this is a method that basically puts together many of the topics we have already discussed into one big strategy and study plan that is meant to help you perform well in your university classes. PLRS stands for each of the tasks you are asked to do before, during, and after lecture to perform your best. The letter P stands for preview. As you know, you should preview your assigned book readings, or at the very least your lecture notes before you go to class. You should also review your previous notes, review your written assignments, and anticipate lecture by reviewing new material. L stands for lecture, which means attend class every chance you can, and then listen carefully. Make notes, ask questions, recite and discuss while you focus on new and difficult concepts. R stands for review. You should be editing, processing, and summarizing your notes. Question and reflect on what you do and don't understand. Plan out your studying for the next few weeks and then look over your homework. Remember, the purpose of homework is for you to learn the material, not just make your life busy. Finally, S stands for study. You should read your textbook actively and your lecture notes. Utilize online resources when you can. Paraphrase the main points and work every practice problem you can find. Start your new homework and don't forget to go to tutoring if you have the facilities available to you, and use those study groups. Finally, go to office hours and write out questions that you can ask your professor so you can get this information clarified before your next exam. Remember, you are an active participant in your education and you can control how you perform based on how you approach the challenge. Dive in every chance you can. Realize that much of this information doesn't come easy to everyone, and know that you will have your strengths and weaknesses just like everyone else, and you can use your strengths and those of your friends to get around your weaknesses. I hope you find this helpful. Until next time, happy studying.